almost said we're not going to do this War of the Roses. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because I don't think it has enough evidence that proves anything. There's something weird going on, but I don't think that it necessarily means he's cheating.
Okay.
I'll let Laura explain the whole thing to you, because Laura thinks that it does mean that her boyfriend or fiance, is it fiance, Laura?
My fiance, okay. Yeah.
Ben is up to something. Tell me what's going on and what was the evidence that you saw?
So we have this cabin near Alexandria. It's my fiance's family cabin.
Okay.
And we keep getting, so whenever someone opens and closes the door in the cabin, we get text messages as part of the security system.
Okay.
And we've been getting text messages, but we're not there. And so I asked Ben about it, and he said, Ben's my fiance, and he said he called the security company, it's just a malfunction, but last week, we went to the cabin, and I noticed that the towels were folded weird, and there was a can of Truly in the fridge, so someone's obviously there. I don't drink Truly. It's that cider or whatever, that boozy vodka whatever drink.
It's like
isn't that like a White Claw?
Yeah, it's like a hard seltzer.
Oh, okay, gotcha, okay.
Whatever that is, I don't drink that.
But see, there's what the first thing that I thought is if I have a house out in Colorado, kind of like my cabin, and I have the same thing. I have text messages or an email every time somebody opens and closes the door, but it alarmed me. I mean, no pun intended. I was like, oh shoot, there's somebody in and out of the house. Turned out it was my nephew, and I forgot that he was coming, and so I called the sheriff.
Yeah.
And the sheriff showed up at my door in Colorado, and my nephew was sleeping on the couch, and it scared the ass out of my nephew. So you told Ben about this, and Ben is like, oh, it's probably false alarms, which is weird, because it sounds to me like he would then know that there was somebody at the cabin. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
Okay. So then you go up to the cabin. So pick it up from there. You go up to the cabin last weekend, and you find towels, right?
Yeah, I find these towels, and they're folded all weird. Like, I can't imagine him having any other people at the cabin.
Okay, when you say all weird, what do you mean? Like origami or shaped into swans? Or what do you mean by that?
They were folded in a way that I never fold and that he never
folds. How do you fold? Okay, describe to me how you fold your towel.
I fold my towel lengthwise, like, you know, lengthwise. Hot dog way, and then hamburger way.
Uh-huh.
I fold it like a normal towel.
The easy way.
That's not how you fold a towel.
What do you mean?
You fold it length, like you flop one in the top over the other half.
Okay.
So now you've got like a square towel.
Yep.
Then you bring it back, and now you got a rectangular towel. Then you fold it one more time into a square.
Into a square.
What the hell other way is there to do it?
Well, you can do it her way too, where you fold it the long way in half, and then you just do two squares in a row after that.
That's dumb. So you do, okay, so that's how you do it, okay. But they were folded differently, and I'm kind of giving you a hard time, but everybody knows your own towel fold.
Yeah.
And you know Ben's towel fold, and it was neither one of those.
Neither one of those, and the only people I see drinking Truly are young women.
So why do you think that even if Ben did have somebody up there, why do you think he's cheating? Do you think it's somebody that I don't understand the link to the cheating, though.
What other thing would it be?
What other thing would it be,
he's
Jenny?
He's trying to cover this up.
Okay, the fact that he's lying, that might be something about it.
He's acting super suspicious about everything, like the towels, the Truly. It's just, why is he saying it's a security malfunction when it's obviously not?
Okay, so there's obviously somebody there. That's pretty clear. So he's hiding something. So your suspicion is that maybe he's got this side action that he let use the cabin for the weekend?
Yeah, which is weird to me, because why would he have her up there if he's not even there to enjoy it with her if he is cheating?
Right. And I don't know. Okay. Here's what we do know. We'll get to the bottom of this when we call Ben in a second. We're going to find out who he wants to send roses to. You don't have any names or anything of people that he might be cheating with, right?
I mean, there's this girl, Whitney, he always talks about at work.
Okay. So maybe it's Whitney that's up there. We're going to find out. We're going to call Ben in a second, and we're going to find out who he wants to send roses to, and we'll get to the bottom of this whole thing. In the meantime, let me know. Call me or text me at KDWB1-53921 to let me know whether this is even enough of evidence to do War of the Roses on. And why in the world would he not be alarmed? Seriously, if you got an alarm on your phone that somebody was in your house, mm-hmm. Jenny, you wouldn't go, ah, I'm going to call the alarm company. It must be a mistake.
No, I'd be freaking out. I would assume that my alarm system works well enough to know when something's wrong. So I would assume that something is not right.
All right, we're going to call him in a second. Call me and let me know what you think is going on at 651-989-KWB or text at KDWB1, War of the Roses Part 2, next on KDWB. Here's the funny thing. People are always on me to get into War of the Roses at the end so we're not running late. And I'm like, I'm trying to run on time, but I want to show you some pictures of my trip to the Poconos.
Yeah, please so, do. I love the Poconos
now,
this time
look
of year.
This one. Here is when we're down gassing up. We're down at the Speedway. We're gassing up over there. We're gassing up the RV. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't have time for this?
No, let's not move really. On. We've got callers, man, like we got callers on the phone.
Do you know how long I've been wanting to show you pictures from my trip to the Poconos?
Here's the best part about that joke.
What?
The number of people that don't know where the Poconos are.
All right, let me change
and
the joke.
And why?
Up. How about this one?
Okay.
I would love to get right back to War of the Roses, but I got to show you some pictures of my trip to the Black Hills.
Oh, okay. Now this is something that I can relate to.
Here we are at the Crazy Horse Memorial.
Oh, okay, we're out of time.
Look at how big
we're out of time.
God, you guys are hard to get along
and
with.
And let me tell you, Crazy Horse Memorial, get that thing done.
Hey, jeez. Josh.
Hey.
I know you called to talk about War of the Roses, but are you interested in hearing about my trip to the Poconos?
I would love to, but I have class in about 15 minutes.
Every time I try to show you pictures.
You're the worst.
Every time. Josh, what do you want to say about War of the Roses? What's going on?
I was just thinking, you know, if she mentioned it was her fiance's family's cabin, you know, why couldn't it be like his sister or something?
I thought the same thing.
Just like what happened with your nephew, right?
Yeah.
Be someone else in his family. Mm.
Exactly.
Good point.
Unless she knows that they don't, I don't know what that is. Maybe we can ask her about that one. That's a really good point. Why are you worried about the alarm going off when there's 18 other people that could be using the cabin? I have to tell you.
We have a cabin. We don't have a security system like that, but you know, it is our family's cabin. Sometimes my sister will go up with her friends, and it's not out of the ordinary.
But you don't get alarmed if the alarm goes off because it's like, oh, my sister's up there with her friend.
Yeah.
Josh, when are you done with class? I'm going to come by and show you pictures of my trip to the Poconos.
Oh, God, save yourself.
You know, my class starts in about 15 minutes, 8:05.
I'll be outside your door. Thank you, Josh.
That's weird.
We got some people on the texting at KWB1-53921. We'll get back to War of the Roses in a second.
A lot of people are saying that she sounds a little bit crazy and angry and that he needs to run.
Yep. Well, here's one. It says, why is she assuming it's another woman? It's a family cabin. Other family members could be using it. Mm-hmm. Here's one. Totally sketch. Totally sketch.
Why
he's
is
probably
that?
Sneaking away during work hours and meeting his side action at the cabin. Now, I didn't ask her where she lived, but the cabin's in Alexandria.
That's totally
possible.
So I
promise you, if he lives somewhere like, I don't know, Maplewood, he's not going up to...
But if he lives in Maple Grove, that's totally possible.
No,
it's an hour and a half.
To Alexandria?
My neighbors have a cabin near that.
Let's make the phone call and see who he sends the roses to on KDWB. Stay here for my trip to the Poconos. Hang on.
All right, Ben, as promised for taking the survey, we have a dozen long-stem romantic red roses to send on your behalf. So all I need from you is a name you'd like to send these roses to. So who would you like to send them to?
I'd like to send them to my beautiful fiance, Laura.
Cute. And we can always attach a little card if you want to write a note.
Sure. Thank you so much for being my person, my love, and I adore you.
Oh, that's so nice.
I have to say, we have a limit of characters. I think you've gone over the limit of characters. Yeah. Hey, Ben, I'm just pulling your leg. Ben.
What?
Let me explain. Yeah. Let me explain what's going on.
What's going on?
You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh. You're ready to laugh? It's kind of a funny bit.
I'm ready
bit.
To laugh.
It's kind of a gag.
Okay.
Okay. Let me explain it to you. We are not taking a survey. We don't care about how your phone is working. We don't care.
Not at all.
And we really don't have any flowers to send. But we wanted to pull a little trick on you to see if you were going to send flowers to somebody, who you would send them to. But now you probably want to know who I am. It's Dave Ryan on the radio over at KDWB. And we tricked you to send flowers to see who you would send flowers to. There's no flowers. You see, that's funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let me explain. He still doesn't get it.
He's not really laughing either. He's
not really laughing, but let me explain what's really going on. It is your fiance, Laura, put us up to this to kind of trap you to see who you would send flowers to because she was suspicious that you might be seeing somebody. Do you have any idea, Ben, what made her suspicious?
Why would she be suspicious?
Well, I'm going to let her tell you. Guess what? Who's listening on the phone right now? Listening on the phone right now is Laura, your fiance. Say hi, Laura.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, honey. Hey, hon. What's up? What's going on?
Well, you know how I feel so embarrassed now because I thought because someone was in the cabin that you were cheating on me.
Never. What? I love you. Why would I ever do that? No, absolutely not.
Kind of a quantum leap from somebody who was in the cabin. She thought you might have been hiding somebody like Whitney from down at work, or maybe you let Whitney stay at the cabin, or maybe you're seeing some girl and you let her use the cabin for the weekend. I don't know. We talked about it, but here's the part that was weird. You acted like you knew somebody was in the cabin. Do you want to know how you gave yourself away? Because, remember when the alarms were going off on your phone, you kind of blew it off, where most people would be like, oh, my God, there's somebody at the, let's call the sheriff, or somebody broke into the cabin. But you blew it off like it was no big deal. So you seem like you know who was in the cabin, but you wouldn't tell Laura.
Well, yeah, but, okay, it's my buddy Cole.
Who is Cole?
Ew.
And why was Cole? Ew. Yeah. And why is Cole staying there? What's going on?
Okay, you know Cole, he's always just kind of rough spots here and there, and he's at a rough spot. And I'm sorry, he needed a place to crash.
Why couldn't you tell?
Why couldn't you just tell me that?
Exactly. What she said.
Because you don't like Cole. That's why I didn't tell you. He's a great dude. He's my friend from high school. We've known each other forever. And he just needed a spot to crash. And I knew you, if I told you, you'd say no.
So you know who Cole is, Laura?
Yeah.
What do you think of
Cole?
You don't like him?
He's crashed way too many parties at our house.
Really? So Cole is somebody who comes over. Does he leaned on you guys before?
Yeah, I mean, he does, but he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a good friend of mine from forever ago. He's just kind of a mess.
So why, but you wouldn't tell Laura because you were worried that she'd get mad?
Yeah, as right now.
Do we believe in this, Jenny?
I don't know. The thing is that if you guys sound probably maybe upper 20s, lower 30s, so I'm going to guess that Cole just does not have his life together whatsoever if he needs a place to crash. Like, why doesn't he have an apartment or a house or even family he can stay with? So I'm assuming by this point, Laura is fed up with you always coming to Cole's rescue, which is why she would be mad. And I'm on Laura's side, too. And I just don't get why you wouldn't have told her, but I do get why you wouldn't have so that she wouldn't be upset.
Exactly. And it's way better than me cheating, right? Jeez. Like, it's just Cole. You know Cole. You liked Cole. You might not like him now, but he's a great guy. And I'm sorry, honey. I mean...
That was Dave Ryan's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
So we got a new development here on War of the Roses. Basically, whenever we do War of the Roses, we talk to our friend, attorney Jonathan Fogel, to get kind of a legal eagle perspective on this one, because you've been doing family law for 25 years. What was your first... Good morning, Jonathan, by the way.
Hey, Jonathan.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Can I interest you? I'll tell you what. You went to the Black Hills.
Oh, God.
I'll show you my pictures of the Black Hills. You show me your pictures of the Black Hills.
You know what? I'm going to take you up on that, Dave.
See, there you go. That's... You know what that's called? That's being a friend, Steve. It's called being a friend.
Yeah, but we work in radio, and the listeners can't really see pictures.
I'm very descriptive. Uh-huh. Hey, Jonathan, you listened to War of the Roses. You noticed something on there that I didn't even think about.
Yeah, well, first of all, who are these crazy people that fold towels this way? That's my first thing.
Right? You don't fold like a hot dog. You fold like a hamburger.
That is very strange.
I've heard folding like a hot dog. But anyway, that's not a legal issue. The legal issue that I heard was... when Laura says, we have this cabin near Alexandria, but then in the next sentence she says that it's her fiancé's family cabin. And this I hear a lot when people get divorced is people not realizing the difference between a non-marital asset and a marital asset. The reality is that cabin will never be Laura's cabin or their cabin. It will always be his family's cabin. Even when they get married, it'll still remain his non-marital cabin.
Why is that? I mean, if they married, isn't when you get married what's mine is yours and yours is mine?
Well, you know, that old adage is true, except for non-marital property. So I always tell people that, you know, and I see this all the time, when you get married, if you brought something into the marriage, like a cabin, or in other times are like retirement accounts, if you have things that are yours before you got married, they stay yours. They don't become marital. The other person doesn't get interested in it. Even if he put the cabin in her name after they got married, when they got divorced, he could still claim that that cabin was his.
No kidding.
And he had no interest in it.
But so if I had like $100 million in my bank account and I marry somebody and then we get divorced a week or, you know, a couple of years later, if I had it ahead of time, then she couldn't get any of that money?
That's right. That's right. And so a lot of people, you know, people believe that a prenuptial agreement is the only thing that can protect non-marital assets. The reality is, all you have to do is trace it back to something that you owned prior to the marriage. So if you had $100 million in your bank account before you got married, and that was still there when you got divorced, or you could trace it back to that money, or even if you used that money to buy a house, let's say you got married, you used that money to buy a house or a car or a boat, all those things you bought with your non-marital money are yours, and your wife or husband have no interest to that money.
What about this one? We hear this one a lot. Let's say you get married, you get the engagement ring, he gives you the engagement ring, or,
yeah,
you know, it's 2020, maybe she gives you the engagement ring. The engagement ring, you get divorced, it's worth $14,000. You picked it up over at Chain Company Jewelers. It's beautiful. They gave you a great deal. So now you get divorced 6 months later. Where does the ring, who does the ring belong to?
Technically, the ring is a gift prior to the marriage, and it goes to whoever received the gift, whether it was the husband or the wife that was given that gift, that stays there. There's no interest in the marriage. The only example that I had a case a few years ago where someone bought the ring prior to the marriage, but bought it on a loan. So he paid for the loan during the marriage,
yeah,
and it was about a $20,000 engagement ring. When they go to get divorced, he says, guess what? Because I paid for it during the marriage, it's now marital, and so we have to split the value. And the court agreed, because he paid for it during the marriage instead of before the marriage.
Yeah. We're talking to Jonathan Fogel from Fogel Family Law, and he's great. We call him our legal eagle. If you ever want to, you know, if you ever want to get a divorce, call Jonathan. I mean, that sounds simple, but seriously, there's people that get divorced all the time. We're not promoting divorce. I said it all the time. I said, I hope you never meet Jonathan. I hope you never sit across from him and have to do a consultation. I hope you stay married and happy forever. But it's a fact of life that sometimes you need an attorney to help you sort through the things. Jonathan's been doing forever. Here's one last question. What if I get engaged and then we break off the engagement? Do I get the ring back legally? Is it mine? Was it a what if she breaks off the engagement? She says, I'm done with you, Dave. And I'm like, I want my $14,000 ring back. Do I get it back?
So in those situations, if the marriage does not go through, then the ring is something that needs to be given back because there was no consideration. The follow-through of the wedding was the promise of what the ring was for, and the court can order that you give the ring back.
No kidding.
Man, there's so many
rules. Do you hear like some partners or future partners say, screw you, I'm not giving the ring back?
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time. Or what I see is suddenly the ring disappears. What ring are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
No kidding. Yeah. Remember that one. That's a good ploy. Hey, Jonathan, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for your expertise. Go on Fogel Family Law, F-O-G-E-L, Family Law. Get a free consultation. Come in, sit down with Jonathan. He gives you a free cup of coffee. You still doing free coffee?
I'm still doing the free coffee.
Absolutely. Wow, that's a good deal.
Okay. FogelFamilyLaw.com. Jonathan, have a good week, okay?
Thanks, Dave. Let me know when you're ready to share those pictures.
Yeah, they're great ones. Seriously, we have one in front of Mount Rushmore.
Oh, God. Not worth it.
Did he hang up?
Yeah, he did.